Okay, Adam, it's the moment of truth. Less than a week to go now to the virtual King of Greystones for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. People have done what they can till now, but what advice would you give people leading into the last week or so of training?
Yeah, most of the work should be done at this stage for your training, and from about Wednesday on, you start to taper down and do less with the aim of building up your energy levels. Any training that you do really in the last week won't count. The actual benefit will be about 2 weeks later, 2 weeks after the event. So it's about really just getting your confidence up and doing a little bit of technical stuff out on your bike and swimming and running, just to get your confidence up to know that you can complete it at least.
If asking for a friend now, but if someone happens not to have done much cycling or much running, for instance, should they still try and get the odd cycle or the odd run in this week?
Yeah, there's a technical aspect to do with cycling as well, or your equipment, your tires getting pumped, your saddle the right height, that someone hasn't during the lockdown taken your bike and changed all the settings on it. So yes, you would like to get out at least once or twice on your bike for a gentle cycle to make sure everything's working well. Also running, you make sure your shoes are in check, that you don't, even if they are lockdown worn out, don't go out and buy a new pair just straight before the event. You're better off using your older pair rather than trying something new.
And the swim. People should be getting ready to time the currents and what way they're going to some extent, should they? Making sure they're not swimming against the current at the wrong time of day and that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing you could do if you're doing it in your local area is ask the lifeguards. They're the experts. They have all the tidal times. Plus, you can actually see which way it's going often by looking at other swimmers in the water. Or actually getting in yourself and just testing, not just floating and seeing which way you're pulled. Generally in Ireland, it's either left or right, and pick the right one at the right time, but it's down to local knowledge.
Okay. Nutrition, what about that in the lead-in week? What should people know what they shouldn't be eating, let's say, but what should they be eating?
Nothing different from what you've been eating all along. That's the main thing. The body doesn't really like change on the dietary front. So nothing crazy, no carb loading, no reducing carbs. Just keep eating what you normally eat, including your breakfast on the morning of it, just the same as normal.
A little bit of protein, carb and fat with every meal.
Yeah, that's what I recommend. Okay. Yeah, a little bit lighter on the fat and protein on the morning of your event, especially if you're very nervous. Just maybe a light carb meal on the morning of the event.
And hydration, how much and how soon should you be starting to get the hydration into you, or should you be working on it the whole time?
Yeah, hydration is like a status, so you should be good, reaching a good hydration status all the time, because that's how your cells and your mitochondria fire better. So your energy can only be produced in a liquid environment. So if you're down on water and you're dehydrated, then your normal energy system doesn't fire as well. But to answer your question, you just keep drinking really well, plenty of water in the week right up to the event. Don't just start throwing liters of water in on the morning of the event, because you're going to have to stop regularly and relieve yourself, unless you're swimming, of course.
And even then. Okay, and so how many people? There's a good few signed up, so it's going to be a busy event.
Yeah, we just hit over 200 on the virtual. We didn't want crazy numbers this year, and we didn't expect it with the current situation, but we're pretty happy with the numbers. We often get a 100 in the last few days, looking at previous events, so I think we're pretty happy to be running something this year and still raising funds. Our outputs are slightly less this year because we don't have the live event. So we're thinking the association, the Gavin Glynn Foundation, will actually receive a decent amount of money this year, which is really the main aim of this event.
Brilliant. Well, that's great. Well, listen, thank you very much for all the help and assistance you've given me in the lead up. We'll see if it pays off.
All right. Best of luck, Laura.
Thank you.